From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Madeline Brand. It was an upside-down day in the global auto business. The world's top carmaker, Toyota, is extending an already giant recall to Europe and to China. Meanwhile, in beleaguered Detroit, there were actual profits. This morning, Ford announced its first profitable year since 2005. To make sense of all of this, we turn now to Frank Langford. He covers the auto industry for NPR. And Frank, these two stories, a one-day blip, something temporary, or is there something more going on here?
Madeline, there is more going on here. What you're seeing really is the global auto industry in flux. Let's start with Toyota. You know, Toyota won over a generation of consumers from Ford, General Motors, the other Detroit company, Chrysler, with quality. But in recent years, Toyota's been expanding really fast, and it's had more quality problems. Now it's got this mushrooming recall with faulty accelerator assemblies. Now it's millions of recalls, and the concern is some of these pedals seem to be sticking a little bit, not coming up quickly enough, and could cause accidents. So what Toyota has done is it's halted sales of 8 models in the U.S. It announced a recall in China of about 75,000 vehicles today, and it's planning a recall in Europe. Now, this is definitely going to cost the company probably billions of dollars, but more importantly, it's scaring consumers, and it's hurting Toyota's reputation.
So what is the company doing now to fix this accelerator problem?
Well, I've been talking to the company and also some sources, and they say the problem seems to be a mixture of wear and condensation inside the assembly, and it's kind of spongy. So when you take your foot off the pedal, in some rare instances, it doesn't spring up. Now, Toyota says it's actually got a fix for the problem. The company that made this accelerator is called CTS. It's in Indiana, and it started sending new accelerators to factories last week. But this is a recall. As I said, it's in the millions. So Toyota has to find a way for dealers to repair these things one by one. They're working on a solution, hope to find it soon, but then they have to share it with the government. And obviously, to do all these fixes, it's going to take a long time.
And Frank, beyond this current accelerator problem, what's been the story recently at Toyota?
Well, you know, the Toyota brand has always been about quality. I mean, that's why people buy the cars primarily, not because of the way they look. But a few years back, Toyota decided it really wanted to take aim at GM and become the biggest automaker in the world. Started building full-size pickup trucks, rolling out a lot of new models. But along the way, quality, for which it was really known, began to slip. And this is according to Consumer Reports. I mean, they've been watching this very, very carefully. And to give you an example, it got so bad that even last year, the head of Toyota admitted that the company had just expanded too fast.
Now, I wonder if there's any schadenfreude in Detroit. Are other automakers trying to take advantage of Toyota's problems now?
Absolutely, and very quickly. Both GM and Ford are offering cash back for some Toyota trade-ins. You know, the global auto industry is really a cutthroat business.
Well, let's turn to Ford then. The company had some good news today. It said it made nearly $3 billion last year. How did it do that?
Well, you know, before the recession, Alan Mulally, he's the Ford CEO, he mortgaged the company, borrowed more than $20 billion. And he used that to kind of weather the storm, all the bad sales that we've seen in the last 12, 18 months. And he also took the money to invest in new products. Well, now Ford has a good lineup of quality products coming out. They've been gaining market share. But, you know, as we began this conversation, as Toyota shows, fortunes can change really fast in this business. Ford does have a huge amount of debt. It's far more than GM and Chrysler, which were able to kind of get rid of a lot of their debt in bankruptcy. So one of the questions going forward is, you know, as Ford begins to pay off more and more of this debt, does it have enough money to continue to invest in product and kind of keep on a roll here?
Frank, thank you.
Happy to do it, Madeline.
That's NPR's Frank Langford. He covers the auto industry.